going? That's good. Yeah, thank you again so much for volunteering to participate in my study. I definitely am low on participants, so I can use all the help I can get. Yeah, so I know that you've already been over the informed consent agreement and you've signed that, but I do have to read over it, you know, just one more time before we get started. So I'll go ahead and do that. This experiment is designed to gather data regarding both quantitative and qualitative response to various physical and auditory stimuli. As you progress through the study, you'll be exposed to a number of scenarios which may involve direct contact between myself, the observer, and you, the subject. Throughout this time, I'll be recording pertinent information as it relates to the overarching question of my investigation. If at any point you wish to discontinue your participation in this experiment, you may simply indicate verbally by saying stop or by clapping your hands 3 times, should you be presently incapable of verbal expression. Due to the nature of the elements this study aims to explore, you may not speak out loud any words with the exception of stop, which again will conclude the research session and you'll be free to leave. You may make nonverbal vocalizations throughout the study and are encouraged to express these naturally without any intentional refrain. That being said, it's important that you ask any questions you might have now, as when I advise you that the study has begun, any other articulation will preclude us from conducting the session further. So, do you have any questions? No, right, yeah, that's good to clarify. Well, as I mentioned, this experiment will involve the observer administering a variety of physical stimuli to your person. It is important that you don't voluntarily move your body, nor touch the observer in any way, with the exception of physical contact I initiate or request that you perform. This will allow me to effectively eliminate any variables that occur as a result of parameters that are not expressly designed within this research study. Anything else? Okay. Do you still wish to proceed as a subject in this investigation? Okay, please take this t-shirt and sweatpants into the bathroom and replace your current clothing. Take this band and attach it around your wrist so that these metallic conductors make direct contact with your skin, like this. These 3 items are the only garments you should be wearing for the study. When you return, you will sit on the chair upon which I am currently seated and await further instruction. Once you enter the bathroom, the study has begun, and all of the protocols I just overviewed will commence. Do you consent to begin? Okay, the bathroom is just through that door. Close your eyes. You're going to feel my fingertips brushing along the exposed areas of your skin. Here, and along your fingers. Over the backs of your hands. Your palms. Up the soft underside of your forearm. Along your upper arms, stopping just where the sleeves of the shirt begin. And now softly traveling from your forehead, along your temples, over your cheekbones, Now, two fingers rubbing softly over your lips. I'll take a moment to record some data. Please remember that the integrity of this study relies on you following my orders and refraining from any voluntary movements of your body. I'm going to repeat that same sequence in the reverse order. And this time, instead of my fingertips, you'll feel my lips and tongue running along your exposed skin. Lightly brushing my lips over yours. Kissing along your cheeks and temples. And over your forehead. Now kissing and running my tongue down from your upper arms. Along your inner forearms. Kissing your palms. The backs of your hands. Licking along your fingers. You're going to feel contact here for a bit now. Continue to keep your eyes closed. Increased heart rate, rapid breathing. Okay, moving along. Open your eyes. And now, using only your fingers and remaining seated, please unbutton and remove my lab coat. Do not make contact with my skin. Nonverbal vocalizations, breathy and deep facets, subject eyes directed at observer's lingerie. All right, stand up. I'm going to run my hands under certain parts of your clothing, beginning here on your upper arms, under the sleeves of your shirt, moving back over your shoulder blades, and squeezing and massaging up towards your shoulders. Now, rubbing there for a bit. Good. Now I'll move my hands under the front of your shirt, just slightly caressing your lower stomach, sliding up and over your ribs. In your chest, reaching around to your back, pulling your body to press it against mine. You now have 10 seconds, starting when I say begin, to do whatever your body tells you to do with your hands as I continue to massage your back and kiss and suck on your neck. When I say hands down, you will drop them back to your sides. Failure to do so will conclude the research session. Blink twice if you understand. Begin. Hands down. Good. Very good. Elevated heart rate and skin conductance. Moan response to abdominal oblique manipulation. Subject's chosen use of free hand movement included squeezing motions along observer's hips, pulling bodies closer together. Subject complied in timely fashion to termination of free hand movement with audible vocalization, protestive in quality. Okay, resume your seated position, eyes closed. For this portion of the study, I'll be administering stimuli using my hands, lips, tongue, and body. You may feel pressure and weight on certain parts of your body. First, I'm going to straddle your lap, weaving my fingers through your hair as I kiss your lips. During this portion, you may kiss my lips back with whatever intensity is natural to how you're feeling, but you may not kiss unless my lips are on yours. Nod your head if you understand. Good. I'll be removing your shirt now. Please raise your arms above your head. Good. You may open your eyes. You'll begin to feel my hips grinding back and forth on top of your lap as I move my lips to your ear and lightly bite it. And then suck on your earlobe. Then kiss your neck. Musculature of shoulders, abdomen, arms and legs. Subject producing audible responses, whimpering facets. Attenuated focus on surroundings. unbroken eye contact with observer, pleading, begging quality, palpable stiffness between legs. Remove the pants and stay seated. Fully engorged, red, throbbing quality. Close your eyes. I'll be using my hands and mouth to administer a number of sensations here, between your legs. Remember that you should not intentionally move your body in any way that I do not expressly tell you to do, but that involuntary movements are both allowed and encouraged for accurate data collection purposes. Nod your head if you understand. Good. Very good. Subject's hips bucking involuntarily, breathing rapid, head rolled back, fingers gripping arms of chair intermittently, face tense, heart rate elevated, producing gasping, moaning sounds. Open your eyes. We've almost progressed through the entirety of the research session. To conclude, I'm going to have you use your hands to remove the rest of my clothing. Good, yes, just like that. Now, in a moment, I'm going to recline the chair and get back on top of you. You're going to feel some warm and wet sensations between your legs, some friction as I grind on top of you, and then tightness squeezing around you as I take you inside of me. Blink twice if you understand. Good. Thank you. tell me with your head, not with your words. Are you a good boy? Yeah? All right. I want you to let your hands, your hips, your mouth, your body do whatever it wants. You can touch anywhere. Don't hold anything back and let your body respond exactly how it wants to. It's very important that you give in to your urges now. You'll keep feeling me squeezing around you, sliding up and down, and you'll hear my voice whispering in your ear. Good. You may begin. Yeah. Such a good boy. Sitting still and following all of my commands. Yeah. Oh, you feel so fantastic. Filling me up. All stiff and wanting. You're my favorite research subject. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Good boy. Oh, you're a good boy. Oh, you're such a good boy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, do it. Do it. Oh, so good. Yeah, you can keep touching. Show me what your body needs now. Good boy. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for participating in my research. Your contributions will help further our understanding of sexual satisfaction. You're welcome to enroll in future sessions as a subject, and I hope that you will. Have a good day.